When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Adam Ludostansky from Associated Bank. Adam, good morning. Welcome back to the Thought Leaders Chair.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning.
Before we get underway here, I want you to tell people what it is you do at Associated Bank.
Thanks, Steve. I lead the Illinois Commercial Banking Group, which works with middle market companies, 20 million revenue and up in the Illinois market, primarily in the Chicagoland area. And we provide companies with working capital, term loans, and then any other banking service that they may need.
Well, you know, since the last time we talked, there have been lots of developments. Of course, we're all following what the pandemic is doing to the economy. A lot of market uncertainties, not only in the financial industry, but on other industries as well. I want you to talk to us a little bit about some of those market uncertainties, how they're impacting business with you and what you see over the general economy.
Absolutely. You know, it's led to some really challenging and different conversations. And we try to put ourselves in the business owner's seats. And there's just a lot that they have to consider right now as it relates to their people, their business, and really what's going to happen going forward. And it's just been a lot of uncertainty. And so a lot of it is just talking through different scenarios and helping them plan for whatever may come.
Yeah, and how do you do that? I know without getting into specifics of any details of things that are happening, you know, with certain clients or whatever, talk to us a little bit about what solutions are out there possibly on the table for businesses.
Well, it's really been a three-pronged approach, it seems. I mean, the first thing is just listening and listening to what they're going through, listening to their thoughts. The second is making sure that while they're talking to us, they have other really good advisors that they're bouncing ideas off of, whether that be accountants, attorneys, or just others in their network. And then the third is trying to come up with a solution for what they need. And really where we start is making sure that companies have the liquidity that they need to manage through this and making sure that they understand exactly what that liquidity is. And usually that's through running a lot of different scenarios from timing and impact to see what that will do to their business. And once we know what that impact is going to be and where potentially that cash gap is, that's where we can step in and really talk about what solutions we can help them with. And so that's been a lot of the conversations that we've been having just to make sure that our clients are ready for whatever this brings.
Are some companies, are some of your clients in better shape than others?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's obviously industries that are still performing well. Our clients have done a very nice job of making sure that their balance sheets are conservative and able to withstand any sort of economic period. This is obviously different than most, but we feel very good about how our companies have come into this. So even if they are not in an industry that is producing consistent revenue, they're still in a position to be able to withstand this.
We're still digesting Federal Reserve Chairman Powell's comments yesterday about where things stand, not only with interest rates, but the economy moving forward. And I know one of the things that he talked about a little bit were negative interest rates. I don't think the Federal Reserve has any interest in going there, but I guess we should never say never, right?
Never say never, but we agree with that, Steve. We just don't believe that that's going to be something that's going to happen, especially in the near term. There's just other levers to pull. That said, we are preparing for it, just in case, because I think what this has taught us here over the last 2 months is you never know what is going to happen. So we do think it's very unlikely, and no one wants to go there, but we are preparing just in case.
How would that look? How would a negative interest rate environment look?
Well, I've never seen it, so personally don't know, but it really would have a significant impact on banks and how and the money that they hold, which would start to change the strategy around what banks do with excess funds. And that's just really not what we want to be thinking about right now. I think all banks want to be thinking about how do we support our clients, how do we get them through this, and how do we use our liquidity to do that. And that's why I think negative interest rates aren't really on the table, because that could start to divert that thinking.
You know, over the last couple of weeks, the markets seem to be rallying. I know there are some data points, and if you look at the numbers, the stocks have been doing generally well considering what they've been through. Why is that? What should investors be looking at? Is it the stimulus checks that people have been receiving? Is it what the Fed has been doing behind the scenes, or sort of a mixture of all of it?
I believe it's a mixture of all of it. I wish I had the answer, but I don't. It is very interesting because there's obviously a lot of money in the system, and that is helping things out right now. But the uncertainty still hangs over this, and I think it just depends on what you believe is going to happen as we work through this and how long it's going to take and then what the recovery will be. There is a lot of optimism that there will be a V-shaped recovery. But it's really hard to say at this point. I know from my seat, being a conservative banker, I probably am a little more conservative than that, but I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful that the stock market and the economy continues to hold and then improve.
Yeah, and Powell said one of the takeaways that I got from his speech was that it may be very costly to do it, but more stimulus is probably going to be worth it in the long run. From your conservative banking seat, would you agree with that?
I do. I absolutely do. I can tell you that obviously it's been a trying time for everyone here. And when I'm talking to business owners and just hearing the type of decisions that they need to make right now, the more capital, the better. And I would like that coming from anywhere personally to make sure that these businesses can make it through and then continue to prosper in the future. We've seen a lot of really great businesses that were great before this, and they're going to be great after this. They just need to make sure that they can make it through this period. And if the capital from the government helps, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I know the House is talking about another stimulus bill that might include more money for small businesses and for testing and another $1,200 stimulus check to Americans. All of those things worthwhile. I'm guessing you'd like to see more of the PPP money as well.
I'm glad that consumers are getting money in their pocket through the PPP, through the stimulus checks. I think that's very important, especially as unemployment goes up. I would like to continue to see some favorable plans for businesses to be able to work through the next 6 months, because I think that will have a trickle down to the individuals. So, again, anything that can help, but definitely making sure that it's favorable for the businesses to be able to use and get through this time.
You know, you mentioned earlier that on the interest rates, negative interest rates, it's something that people haven't seen before in this country. And there's a lot of things happening that are new, and it brings up the question of leadership, right? I mean, to not have a playbook, to go through some of this stuff as it's happening, really requires a certain type of leadership, doesn't it?
It really does. And kind of back to the original comments, that is what we're having conversations around. Listening to what people are doing, personally asking our business owners what they're doing to ensure that we're doing the right thing at the bank. There isn't a playbook. Good communication, making sure that everyone's on the same page, and making sure that everyone is understanding why decisions are being made, I think has been vitally important for us at the bank. And that's what we've seen being very beneficial for the business owners as well, is being open with their people and explaining why decisions are being made.
Part of all of that has to do with communicating and building contacts and maintaining contacts. How is all of that being done in this age of coronavirus when you can't see people in person?
We've used Zoom calls. We're making obviously a lot of phone calls. I think text messaging, just to kind of check in on people quickly, has been used. But really, the phone and the Zoom has been the way that I've liked to do it. I really like to see people. I think you can get a lot more from facial expressions and really understanding, are their words really meaning what they're saying, and you can only pick that up from seeing their face. So I've encouraged that. I think that as hopefully things open up here, I think we could see some different types of meetings of walking around the block, or maybe even on the golf course, different types of things like that. I think we have to use it all because it is uncertain times, and that personal interaction is extremely important.
Yeah, and part of the success probably going forward, too, is going to be innovation. How do you see things changing? What are the innovations in the financial services sector, in the banking industry, that are going to be perhaps permanently in place moving forward?
Well, the good news is the banking industry had been innovating for a very long time, and a lot of it had become very mobile anyway. I would say people-wise, it's been amazing how productive everyone has been being remote, and that has become easier and easier. So I do see that could increase in the future. But if there are additional mobile ideas that are out there that banks are working on innovation, I think they will continue to get fast-tracked. Again, the nice thing is we've done a lot of innovation as an industry over the last 10 years, and that's really helped during this time.
Adam, great chatting with you today. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Absolutely. And I would encourage people, if they want to call just to even talk and hear what others are thinking about, they can email me at adam.lutostanski, LUTOSTANSKI, at Associated Bank, or they can call at 312-544-4511.
All right. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Steve.